Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, thanks for tuning in to Destiny Talk. Today we're going to be discussing healing. Is healing for all? Who needs healing? Why do we need healing in our body? And how does God manifest healing in our lives? Today, when we deal with the word of healing, that means there is a sickness or disease somewhere in your body. That means that there's something in your body that God did not put there when he created you. That means that there's something in your body that's weighing you down, that's causing bondage, as a strong man that needs to be cast out. So today we're going to allow the Holy Spirit to touch you. We're going to allow the Holy Spirit to comfort you during your pain, during your tears, during your sickness, because God is the God that is of healing. The Bible says that he said, I am the one that heals thee. He says, I am Jehovah Rapha. So if we begin to know who God is in our life, then we will begin to know how the healing comes forth. Now, how does healing come forth in our life? God wants to lead us to the path of our healing. He wants to give us the directions on how we need to be healed. But we have to listen to God. We have to get instructions from God, because we have to understand that it's not by might nor by power, but it's by the Spirit, says the Lord. And it's by his Spirit that we shall be healed. It's by his Spirit that we shall gain the strength that we need in our day-to-day walk. So whatever you ask God for, whatever things you are praying and believing God for, in Mark 11 it says that you have to believe those things that you are asking for. You can't ask for healing and then go back and claim the same sickness again. You can't come before God and say, God, cast out this demon of sickness, and then you go back and you begin to take the identity of that sickness again. The pain will come back, yes. The symptoms will come back, yes. But the healing is in the spirit realm. The manifestation is in your testimony. So we have to ask ourselves today, how do I receive the healing that God promised me? When I go to revivals, when I go to healing crusades or whatever, how do I receive my healing? There's so many people that go and receive their healing, and then they come back and say, well, I need another healing because that one faded away or whatever. But in the Bible, Jesus let them know that when he healed them, he said, go and sin no more. And before he began to heal them, he asked them, do you believe? So there are many of us out there that are sick with some type of sickness or disease, and we're wondering, how do we get over this? How do we overcome? And some of us have even accepted the fact that, okay, this may be something I have to live with. But the Bible says that he was bruised for our transgressions, and by his stripes we are healed. So it's according to what you believe, and that's how you'll receive your healing. The Bible says in Proverbs 4, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them, which is the words of God, not depart from thine eyes, and keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. So God covered the sickness and diseases in the word of God so that we can receive our healing. He said that his words are life, even unto our health, that they are life. So when we begin to use the word of God in the sickness that we have and you don't see the manifestation, that does not mean to stop. That means to tap in some more, because God has to mature you out of this sickness so that your testimony will be a fiery testimony. Your testimony will come from heaven, because it was only God that will heal you. And no matter how much you go to the doctor and they begin to give you the prescriptions and they begin to give you the diagnosis of what's wrong with you, the body was created to heal itself. So no matter what the doctors do to the body, and I thank God for them, the body heals itself. And God is letting us know that He created our body to function in a certain way. And so we have to acknowledge the sickness and how did it even come. So when we begin to pray to God over our sickness, we must first ask God, where did this come from? And how did I get this? And then we got to get the diagnosis of how, of what it is, and what the treatment for it. And once we understand what we have, we can pray a lot more clearer to God. If we don't understand, then our prayers will be a little bit jumbled up, and we won't be giving true direction to where that sickness needs to go. So as we look in Psalms, the Word of God said, He sent His Word, and He healed them and delivered them from all their diseases and their destructions. So as we begin to say, you know, God, I have a sickness in my body. This is what the doctor has diagnosed. This is what the doctor says the treatment needs to be for my body. So now, God, I'm coming to you. I'm coming to ask you, God, what do I need to do in the spirit realm in order for me to receive my healing? What do I need to do for the manifestation to now come forth? So as we begin to seek the face of God concerning what the doctor has told us, then God can begin to move in. Then God can begin to do His work. As we look at Hezekiah, when Hezekiah got the report to get his life in order, because he was surely to die, and he turned his face to God, and he began to remind God, and he began to remind himself of the things of God. And before he got, the prophet got out of the gate, he had to turn back around and say, God, God said He's heard you. He's heard your He's seen your tears, and He's heard the words that you've cried out to Him about. And he began to give him instructions on how he knew the healing was going to come forth. So whatever you have in your body today that is illegal in your body, that is demonic in your body, God is saying, I've already paid the price for this. So you don't have to claim this sickness. You don't have to have it in your body if you don't want to, because all you have to do is take it by force and use the Word of God against it. The Word of God is your healing medicine. The Word of God is your encouragement. And the Bible says that we have to resist the devil in James, and he will flee from us. He told us that once you begin to rebuke the devil, once you begin to cast out that sickness, you then can have authority over the devil. You have the empowerment. Christ died on the cross to empower us to take authority. It's up to us to take that empowerment that we have and use it against the enemy. It's like being on a job, and they tell you your job description. This is what you're required to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, you are empowered to do that job daily. So God is letting us know this is your Christian walk. This is your life. I've created you, I've given you your mission, I've given you your destiny, and all you have to do is use the empowerment that I've given to you to walk this thing out. But we sometimes get discouraged because the pain is so severe, because the diagnosis is so serious, because people around us are encouraging the sickness instead of the healing. So that's where you have to go and find people that are Bible-believing people that believe in the divine healing of God. And you begin to center yourself around them, and they will begin to encourage you on the Word of God and how God's divine healing will come forth. So when we begin to quote the Word of God and we begin to hold on to what the words say, every time we feel that sharp pain come to us, we'll quote the scripture, "By His stripes I'm healed. He died on the cross for this sickness. I am healed in Jesus' name. I am delivered in Jesus' name. And the word of God will begin to drive out the enemy. But you have to use authority over the sickness, because when the enemy comes in, he comes in to hold. He comes in to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's his mission. And he's not going to deviate from that mission. The enemy, he comes in with a strong sword. He comes in and his whole purpose is to take you out. But God is letting us know that no matter how many giants come in your life, no matter what comes in your life, you are able to conquer it, because you are empowered by the Holy Spirit. You are empowered by the blood of Christ. So when the enemy comes in and he got his tactics, his military tactics, and he's trying to use them against you, the word of God is saying you need to stand on what I've told you. You need to stand on what's written in my word, and don't go astray. Don't fear. Don't deviate from what I've said, because the enemy is not going to deviate from what he know. And you stand on that word of God, and you say, by his stripes I'm healed, devil. You get out now. I cast you out now in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay, so the next thing, he might throw a pain at you. He might say, you're not going to be healed. But you continue to throw the word on him. You continue to begin to believe God for what he has promised in your life, because we know the death of Christ is not in vain. We know that God abides forever and ever, and his word is true. Now, what we have to acknowledge is we have to go through repentance when we're dealing with the enemy. Because with the enemy, he'll throw things at you. Oh, you remember when you did this? God is not going to heal you. Oh, you remember when this happened and you ate this or this happened? But we have to stand on the word of God. No matter what's coming our way, we have to stand on the word of God. We have to be honest with ourselves in our confessions. And we have to acknowledge what we've done. We have to come before God in true humility and repentance. Always remember to repent before God when you're going before him and you're trying to get the devil out of the way. Always repent. And then we go into renouncing every activity of the enemy in our life. We have to get the enemy out of our life. We have to acknowledge where we went wrong and then begin to renounce every demonic force that has come in. Renouncing him means that every activity that I have allowed to come into my life, you know, whether it's eating too many sweets, eating too much pork, eating too much beef, whatever it is, God, I renounce it and I take it out now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I'm not going to destroy my body. I'm not going to help the devil destroy my body, but I'm going to begin to watch what I eat. I'm going to begin to focus on your word, God, and what you say should be in my body, because everything that's out there for sale is not for our body. God created our body for healthy things to go through it, the vegetables, the fruits, you know, and we have to focus on those things. Just because it's a pound of cake and it's delicious and it's our favorite doesn't mean we should eat it, because if we continue to eat sweets, then diabetes comes in. Then we may have kidney problems or whatever may come. And then we want to say, you know, well, it's the devil. No, it's you. You ate too much of whatever you shouldn't have eaten. So we have to pay attention to what goes in our body, because that way you have leverage over the devil and you have to renounce it. God, I'm sorry. Sorry, I ate this stuff, and I won't eat it again. We know that the things in our body that we have reactions to, we know those things that we are allergic to, and we may eat it anyway, some shrimp or some lobster or whatever. But God is saying, focus on the health of your body. Focus on what's being intaked into your body, because this, your body, is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit dwells within you. And whenever you eat food that's heavy, you can't pray, you can't focus, you can't do anything for God, because this food has pretty much weighed you down. So we want to take authority over our life and our words and what we're putting in our body. That way, when we present ourselves to God, we can say to God, I've done everything that I was supposed to do in my body. Now I need you to do what you're going to do in my body. So we ask ourselves the question, after we get our diagnosis from the doctor and we get the letter stating what things are going wrong in our body, we then need to ask ourselves, do you want to be made well? Do you want to be made whole? You can look at yourself in the mirror and ask this question. Do you want to be made whole? And if your answer is yes, then that's when the warfare begins. Because now you're fighting against something that is placed inside of your body. And its desire is to grow. Its desire is to destroy everything in your body. Every organ, membranes, blood, everything it can attach itself to. kill, steal, and destroy. That's what it's all about. So now you stand up in the authority that God has empowered you with, and you say, yes, Lord, I wish that I would be made well. And then he begins to give you the instructions on how to make your body well. He may put you on a fast, because fasting purifies the body. Whatever toxins are in the body, it comes back out. So now that you purge the body from all those toxins, from all the stuff that shouldn't be in there in the first place, you have a fresh start. So now you begin to put in the healthy foods that's going to restore the body, because remember, the body restores itself. The body heals itself. So once the right nutrients go into the body begins to react to that food, and now the body begins to heal, and now the body is well. So when you go to the doctor, guess what? The report is different. The doctor is even amazed at what has happened, because God has taught you and you have listened to how to take care of the body. Now, for the divine healing of God, we will get into how God will heal the body through prayer. You know, and you just wake up and you see a lump or bump or something, and you just say, you know what, God, this has to go. Now you're dealing with demonic forces, and you have to begin to rebuke that devil. You have to cast him out, because he is here to destroy. He is here to take your life. He doesn't want your destiny fulfilled. He doesn't want you speaking the words of God. He doesn't want you to have a relationship with God. So he put things in our body that will allow us to be distracted from God, that would question, who is the God that we serve? Is he listening? Is he here? Is he there? Where is he? So God is saying, meditate on my word, because when the enemy comes, the word is your rescue. The word is your survival. And then if you don't have the faith to believe in your divine healing, then as it says in Mark 9, we can ask God to help our unbelief. We need to cry out to God concerning our healing. We need to cry out to God for whatever is ailing us in our body, in our mind, in our situations, and God will begin to renew us and restore us back to who he created us to be. That's the wonderful God that we serve. You know, the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sin, he will be forgiven. That's what the Bible says in James. So guess what? If God is saying the prayer of faith will save the sick, he's given us so many remedies that gives us hope to believe that we have the answer. But we don't use the answer because the faith is not there. How do we increase our faith? The word of God. How do we increase our faith? Prayer and fasting. How do we increase our faith? Communication with God. That's how you get healed divinely, because when you're standing there and you're rebuking the devil and you're resisting him and his sickness, and you're saying to him, you're not taking me into that grave. You're not taking me into the hospital to stay. I'm not going to be bedridden. I'm not going to go blind. I'm not going to get cancer. And you begin to speak to that situation, then your healing shall come forth, because by his stripes I am healed. And you begin to let that situation know. And you can speak to the lump or the bump or the stomach pains or whatever you're having, and you hold on to it and you say, in the name of Jesus, I am healed by his stripes. So every organ, every gastric problem, every liver, everything that is in the stomach, my abdominal, you have to line up with the word of God. You are anointed by God. You were built by God. You were blessed by God to be in my body. So you have to go, devil, because you were not. And then the word of God will begin to increase in those organs. The word of God will begin to increase, and then you will begin to see the manifestation of your healing. But one thing about healing, the enemy will fight you for that healing. So just because you prayed a good prayer the first day, doesn't mean you don't pray a better one the next day, because he will continue to come. He will continue to make you think that God didn't hear you the first time. So you pray every day, and every day God will show you it's going down. It's getting better. It's almost gone. And sometimes there's an instant healing. But whatever it is, the God that you serve will let you know that he's on the case, that he's on the scene. Cast the devil out. Just cast him out when you pray. Tell the devil he's got to go. Tell every demonic force that was sent into your life, it's got to go. God does not want us suffering. He does not want us to suffer in pain. He does not want us to be taken by surprise from the enemy. But we are taken by surprise because we're not focused, because we're not doing the things that God is telling us to do. And when we go to the doctor and he tells us to exercise, he tells us just 5-10 minutes a day, go and do something to keep the muscles going, keep the blood pumping to the heart. And we sit there and we just say, my God will heal. My God will. It's wisdom. We still have to use wisdom. So begin to focus on the healing process of your body. What is it that God needs to heal today in your body? What is it that you're seeking from God, that you're saying, God, only you can do this for me? I need to do my part, but God, I know divinely you can do your part. The word of God will drive away every sickness and disease from your body. The word of God will heal you. The word of God will direct you. The word of God will speak to you. You know, okay, let's go into what we need to be praying. We go into, by his stripes I am healed. Father, and we begin to talk to God. You know, we begin to explain to him how we're feeling. If we're feeling fear, if we're feeling that, you know, we don't know if we're going to come out of this. The doctor said it was severe. The cancer is malignant instead of not cancerous to where it's spreading through the body. So as we begin to do that, benign cancer, you know, where it's just not, is not going to deadly to the body, but the malignant cancer is the more serious cancer. So let's say we've gotten a bad report and we go before God and we're saying, God, should I get my house in order? Because surely this report says I'm going to die. So at that time, the word of God, the Holy Spirit, he only reacts to the word of God. He doesn't react to your emotions. That doesn't move God. Saying that I'm going to die doesn't move God. But what moves God is the faith that we have in his word. So if the only scripture you know is that by his stripes I'm healed, he can move off of that one scripture for you. So when you go to God in prayer and you're crying and you're saying, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know what's going on in my body. How can I come out of this? I don't want to do chemo, God. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And if that's the case, then you need to seek his face. You need to go on a fast and get everything out of your body that's not supposed to be in there. You need to be drinking more water to purify. Get instructions from God. Get instructions from what the doctor is saying and begin to purify your body that it may heal itself. We've seen testimonies on TV about how people said, I was healed of cancer. I had tumors all over my body and now they're gone. That was an act of God because he built our body to heal itself once the right nutrients go into the body. So we go before God in tears and in fear, and the enemy is coming at us with negativity and, oh, my kids are going to be left alone, and what about this and what about that? And the word of God is saying, fight. Take control. You're empowered. Take force. Take it by force. Take it by force. And you're saying, God, how can I take this by force? My emotions are really high right now of fear. And he said, well, you got to flee from fear. You got to cast it out. You've got to deal with what's going on in the spirit realm. You've got to fight. But when we say, God, fight for me, he's saying, but I've empowered you to fight. And then I fight with you because the battle is not yours. But the words that you speak help fight the battle. So now we begin to pray and we say, God, by your stripes I'm healed. I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know when it's coming, but I know that I'm healed. Devil, hear the words of God. I'm healed right now in the name of Jesus. My blood is healed. My stomach is healed. Tumors, I cast you out now into outer darkness. You have to go. I don't claim you in my body. I don't receive you in my body. You have to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And you begin to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. And you may hold your stomach and feel a pain, and you talk to that pain. You tell that pain where it has to go. You have to tell that pain, I'm not accepting you. You are not a part of the makeup of what God gave to me. You have to go. Diabetes, you have to go now in the mighty name of Jesus. And as you begin to decree, as you begin to declare, you will see the healing process of God. You will begin to see because you're not accepting it. And what we don't accept has to go. I didn't say be in denial. I said fight it by the faith and the word of God because it is there. The doctor has told you it's there. So now you acknowledge that this is what I've been told by the doctor. This is what's going on, God.
But by your stripes I'm healed. I know your son's death was not in vain. And I know that when he died, he took the keys from hell. And he gave me keys. And I have those keys in my hand of empowerment. Each key that's in my hand is empowerment for any situation that I'm going through. Anything that the devil brings into my life, I have empowerment to take control. Can I take control of this situation? Yes, because you have to cast out fear. Fear, you are coming to me and you are speaking to me, telling me that diabetes is real. You are coming to me telling me that thyroid problems are real, heart disease, prostate cancer, whatever it is. I cast you out in the name of Jesus. You have to go. Strong man, you will not hold my life anymore. Strong man, you will not be in my life because I have to let you bind me in order for you to take possession of my house. I have to let you come in and tie me up and just sit there, and I have no movement while you take control of my life. So guess what, devil? Because I'm not letting you come into my life, because I'm not letting you bind me up, because I'm not letting you be the strong man in my life, I cast you out now in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, your word is true. Your blood that covers me can also heal me. You know, and we take authority like that. Watch the word of God begin to work in your life. Watch the word of God begin to heal you. Watch the word of God begin to move on your behalf. And as we allow God to heal us, then we will have a strong testimony. So when we begin to get the report, what is the result of this prayer that you want? The testimony that you want from this prayer is what you need to ask yourself. You're going in with the knowledge of what's going wrong in your body, but then you need to ask yourself, what is my testimony that I need when I finish praying, when I finish fasting? Because I'm focused on my testimony. I'm not focused on any diagnosis. I'm not focused on what the doctor is saying to me. I thank God for him. He went to school for this, but I know my creator. So I'm going to the one that created me, and I'm saying to him, my testimony will be victory. My testimony will be healing. My testimony will be victorious because I overcome by the words of my testimony. So my testimony has come right now. So right now, as I'm praying, I'm decreeing and I'm declaring victory. I'm decreeing and I'm declaring right now the healing of my body. So all we have to do is find the words in the Bible that relate to our healing. Find the word in the body that says in the Bible that says we are healed. You know, and like I said, the Bible says in Psalms 107, he sent his word and he healed them and he delivered them. So if we can hold on to that and say, God, your word says I'm healed. Father, your word says I'm delivered. Father, your word says that I am set free from bondage and the enemy has no control over my life. It's what we allow the strong man to do to us. That's what happens to us. Or we go to generationals and we say, well, God, my mother had it and her mother had it. But guess what? You need to let the devil know it stops right here. It will not go to my children. It stops here. Matter of fact, I'm healed right now. No matter what you've done to them, I'm not accepting it in my body. This is the empowerment of who we are in Christ. This is the repentance and the acknowledgement of God working in our lives and working through us. And so many of us have a ministry of healing, have an anointing to touch and lay hands on people to heal the sick. But how do we do that for others when we don't fight in our own body? How do we do that for others when we don't acknowledge God in ourselves? So we have to begin to exercise what we know God has anointed us with. We have to be empowered to take authority. So even when we pray for people and we lay hands on them to be healed and you don't see the manifestation, you have to really think about the person you're praying for or you're asking God to heal. Is it something that they believe? Is it something that they want? Or are they trusting the operation? Are they trusting the doctor? You know, and from there, we can kind of get an understanding of how to pray. If you're trusting more on the doctor and the operation, then that's where the prayer needs to be geared towards. If you want divine healing and you don't want to be dealing with the doctors, then that's where your prayer needs to be geared towards. So we need to be empowered according to what we believe. You don't pray for divine healing, but you're in your heart, God is reading that you're really hoping the doctors would do a great job. You have to understand where your faith lies. And neither is wrong. It's just what you believe is that's where the manifestation is going to come from. So what whatever you're believing for your body, that's what you begin to pray. And the manifestation will begin to come. Now, and once you begin to believe those things and the manifestation come, then the testimony comes forth as well, and the victory comes forth. And now the enemy is defeated. No matter what, the enemy, the bottom line is that the enemy needs to be defeated. The enemy has already been defeated in the spirit realm, but we live in the natural. So now we have to bring the spirit realm into the manifestation of the natural so that we can have a testimony. The spirit realm is filled with our blessings. It's filled with our healing. It's filled with everything that God has promised us. But now we have to pull it down. We have to take it by force because the enemy is holding it up, and he doesn't want you to have your healing. He doesn't want you to have your deliverance. He doesn't want you to have your financial breakthrough. So how do you get it? You take it by force. You tell him what you're not going to accept in your life. You tell the demonic forces that they have to go. And whoever sent them to you, it needs to go as well, because you are not going to accept these things in your life. You are not going to accept defeat in your life. And once you begin to take authority, then God can begin to work. Once you begin to acknowledge who God is in your life, then you can begin to manifest the anointing that he's placed inside of you. You know, we have to understand how the anointing breaks through. We have to understand how God can use us in these last days of the pouring out. How do I become a part of that pouring out, God? Well, it comes through being refined. It comes through being purified. It comes through God using you first, and then he sends you out to others. And as you begin to get your confidence up, and as you begin to get your belief in God up, then he can begin to use you. To preach a good word is one thing, but to use the manifestations of God towards someone else, that takes a whole lot of faith. That takes prayer. That takes fasting. That takes communicating with God. Many are called, but few are chosen. Are you the called? Are you the chosen? Because if you're part of the called, then you'll see everyone doing what you do. But when you become a chosen, then you have a job that only you can do. So if your ministry is in healing, then it's only you that can begin to do that. It's only you that can begin to manifest that. So as God begins to use you, he can begin to do the things that he has promised in your life. So as we go, and we only have a couple of more minutes, we're going to begin to pray right now over every sickness and disease that is in your body, over the things that God has done, in the name of Jesus. So right now we're going to begin to pray over the sickness and disease that has entered into the body. Father, we thank you right now, O God. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We magnify your name right now, O God. We worship you. We adore you. We thank you, God, for healing in our bodies. We thank you, God, for the manifestation, O God. We thank you, God, for watching over us and keeping us, God, as this sickness, it seems as if it has progressed, God. It seems as if it has just multiplied, God. But we thank you right now, O God, because now that we understand that we have to fight, we understand that we have to use the word of God against the enemy. Father, we come today and we say by his stripes we are healed. God, that Jesus died on the cross, and he healed us from every sickness and from every disease. Father, we take authority over that sickness right now. God, whether it be diabetes, whether it be thyroids, whether it be tumors, cancer, kidney disease, heart disease, high blood pressure, prostate, we take authority over it now in the mighty name of Jesus. And first, we cast it out. We cast it into outer darkness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. It will not kill us. It will not take us to our grave. Father, but we are healed by the blood of the Lamb. We are healed right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree healing right now. I decree blessings right now. Body, listen to the words of God. I am healed. Devil, I resist your sickness right now. I resist right now every pain, every diagnosis that is negative in my body. I resist it, and it must flee now in the mighty name of Jesus. Healing, come forth now. Healing, come forth now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I take authority over you now. I am empowered by the blood of Jesus. The Holy Spirit has come, and he has empowered me to begin to speak the word against you. He has given me power to begin to speak the word of faith, begin to speak the word of victory, begin to speak the word of healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I will not be defeated. With long life, God has satisfied me. With long life, I shall live and give my testimony. So right now, every blood disease, every blood disorder, you come in line now with the blood of Jesus, because the blood of Jesus flows through my vein. The blood of Jesus flows through my body. And I know that everything that I eat goes into my blood. So right now, I decree and I declare that I will eat good things. I will eat nutritious things, that it may encourage my body to function properly, that it may nutrient my body, that I will be able to function the way that God has designed me to function. So right now, I denounce every demonic force that I have allowed to come into my body, every strong man that I have allowed to come in and take control. God, I repent of those things right now in the mighty name of Jesus. If there is sin found in my life, God, reveal it right now that is hindering me, oh God, from receiving my healing. Father, I repent of my sins right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and I rebuke the demonic forces that are coming against me, oh God. Father, I thank you, I praise you, and I give your name all the glory, because right now my body is healed. Right now I receive my healing. Right now I take it by force. Right now I plead the blood, and I will plead the blood every day. I will plead the blood over the situation until I see the manifestation of your glory. And when I go to the doctor, I decree a good report. When I go to the doctor, I decree and I declare that, God, I will receive a good report, an improvement report. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I will not have any more bad reports. I will not get a bad diagnosis. I will not, oh, God. But, God, when I go to the doctor, even he shall be surprised of what you are doing in my body. Even the doctor will be marveled, oh, God, of the signs and wonders of what you are doing. Father, pour out your spirit right now upon my body, oh, God, upon my mind, oh, God. I cast out fear. I cast out negative thinking. I cast out everything right now, oh God, that's hindering me from moving forward in my life, that's hindering me from believing your word. Right now, God, I renounce it in the mighty name of Jesus. And I surround myself with the word of God. I surround myself with the blessings of God. I surround myself with a positive testimony that even though I'm still going through, my testimony is right here, right now. I'm not going to wait for the battle is over in order to enjoy this testimony, but I shall enjoy my testimony now in the midst of my battle. Father, because my testimony is victorious, my testimony is secured with you right now, oh God, that everything that I'm going through, oh God, you are the author and the finisher of my faith. So by faith right now, oh God, I decree healing. By faith right now, oh God, I decree blessings in my life. Father, I thank you right now for everything that you're doing. I thank you right now, God, for everything that you're doing in my life and the blessings that you're bestowing upon me. Father, we pray this prayer, God, believing and knowing that you're able, believing and knowing, oh God, that your word is true. And we thank you right now, oh God, because truly you are God of my salvation. You are God of healing, Jehovah Rapha. I thank you right now, oh God, because I know that I am healed. And I claim my healing right now. My destiny is healing. My purpose is healing. Father, so I thank you right now for what you placed down on the inside of me. I thank you right now, oh God, for what you're doing in my life. And God, we decree and declare right now, oh God, that all that hear this message shall be healed, God, even through the radio and through the internet, God. They shall be healed because your word is true and your word is strong, oh God. So we thank you and we give you all the praise and all the glory right now, oh God, because we know that by your stripes we are healed. We glorify you, we magnify you, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. So we thank you right now for tuning in. We thank you for the healing that God will manifest in your life. We thank you because God is our healer, and he wants to see us healed. He wants the manifestation of healing in our lives. And we thank you for listening, and we ask that God will continue to bless you, continue to encourage you, and continue, his word will continue to encourage you to fight the good fight of faith. Continue to encourage you that he is on the throne and there is none like him. So we give God all the praise for today, for our healing, for the manifestations of our healing, and we thank you for listening, and may God bless.
ADP, we work with more than 860,000 companies worldwide. That gives us a pretty good idea of how to help businesses grow stronger, whether it's through data insights that help you make informed decisions about building a team that works better as a team, or by keeping you ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else, like building that better team. Grow stronger with ADP. HR, talent, time, and payroll.